So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Kay. I'm from Western Massachusetts, New England area. No, I do not love the snow, but we deal. Currently, I am at home, and my little side business, or main business as it were, is equine dentistry, and I'm trying to get some clients in this area. I'm an entrepreneur. In my head, I'm a serial entrepreneur because I have so many different ideas, and two of them right now I'm trying to execute on. The first one is equine dentistry. Second one is woodworking and kind of remodeling palettes and creating wood art with palettes. So whether it's, you know, plant holders or coffee tables or bars or stools, I'm using palettes to do that. And I'm trying to incorporate black steel pipe to try to give it that industrial edge. And I would love to at some point open a coffee shop and use my furniture and also coffee, because I love coffee. I love how it connects people. I grew up watching my dad have 9 cups a day, and I am just like him in that area where I have a lot of coffee every day, and it's that comfort and connecting feeling that I really like. And I think it brings people together too, which I've always been about, and so that's what I'm trying to do. But I went to school for equine dentistry in 2013, graduated, wanted to start like a niche business with that. So I'm trying to do that. I was let go from my regular job the beginning of January and felt that was definitely kind of a change in the wind that I needed in order to get started. So now I have all this free time, but I'm trying to utilize that free time with, you know, creating. And I'm reaching out to people for the equine dentist part, but I'm also trying to create art with wood palettes. And I, for years, worked with palettes at different warehouse jobs, and I often thought to myself, how cool would it be to create something that is really, like, homely and, you know, useless in a way. A lot of this wood is cracked and nothing really to look at, and create something beautiful out of it. I've always imagined that, so I'm trying to do that right now in my little workshop in my basement with my dogs. My partner is going to school right now full time, and I'm home and I'm taking care of the house and the kids, and when the kids aren't around, I'm working on wood and stuff. I'm hopefully going to be getting some film together to create a Kickstarter about my idea with the woodwork, and maybe something could come of that. I have some pretty crafty ideas, so we'll see if a lot of people like it or if there's a market for it. But that's kind of my deal right now, and I'm excited. I'm pumped. It's a slow beginning, but I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about where this could go, and yeah, I look forward to doing more little clips, audio clips and stuff. I don't really know if this is going to become anything, but I figured I'd share my journey a little bit. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the future, and I'm stoked. I'm really pumped about it. Some days I'm a little discouraged because things aren't picking up, but you know, I've only been at it for like a month and a half. I mean, I did the equine dentistry thing for several years and then went through an unfortunate divorce and had to shut down the business. And now I've rebranded, and so I'm getting clients with the equine dentistry thing. But I'm still trying to get my feelers out there, and I really want to get to a place where I can wake up every day and be excited about what I do. And I love horses, but I love more the riding part, the, you know, enjoying them, you know, horse and rider and training, and that's more like my passion, but I don't have a ton of experience with that. I do a little bit, but I wanted to do something with horses and bring their health to a better place. So